Okay, so Munas Yitecha and Chanukah. This is from the. There's a few different Chanukahs, right? There's the Likutei Munas Yitecha, which is a collection of all of Moshe Wolfson's, not all, but many of his Chanukah Torahs from different years compiled. It came out a number of years ago, maybe about 5-6 years ago. And then there's the 3-volume set on Chumash and Moadim. So in the Bereishis Shemos volume, on page 137. We have just a couple of pages of Chanukah Torahs. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what Rav Moshe Wolfson, great mashkiach from Torah Vadas, Rav Emunas Yisrael, and author of Emunas Yitecha, has to say about Chanukah. Yadua dechol zman umoid miyuchas lechadsho, lemazel hachodesh. We know that there's a reason that Chanukah is in Kislev. Every moed and every zman is connected to the Chodesh in which it falls out in. Meaning Chanukah had to be in Kislev. If we can understand the essence of Kislev, and we can understand the essence of Chanukah, we can understand that it's not by chance that the Chanukah story happened to fall out in Chodesh Kislev. Meaning Chanukah, the same miracle could have happened in Nisan, it just happened to be that it fell out in Kislev. It's not true. He says, we know that every Zman and Moed is miyuchas to the Chodesh, and specifically to the mazel of that Chodesh. Connected to the astrological sign and the general spiritual energy of that chodesh, ulitziruf havaya hasholet b'chodesh ahu, and the name of Hashem, tziruf havaya. Tziruf means the arrangement of havaya of yudkei vavkei, as we've said in the past. That right, the 4 letters of yudkei vavkei can be arranged 12 different ways, and each arrangement corresponds to a different month. So the arrangement of Hashem's name, the mazel, and everything about the very spiritual energy and nature of that month sort of creates the possibility of that Yom Tov. Uvechol chodesh sholid mazel v'tziruf miyuchad, and therefore in every month has its own mazel, has its own arrangement of Hashem's name, asher mimenu noveya ur hamoadim hachalim bo. From it emanates the light and the hashpa to create that moed, create that possibility of that moed. Okay? So what is the Shem Hashem? By the way, for the month of Kislev, we had it in Yismach Yisrael Shir, Vav Yud Hei Hei. Hey, Vav Yud Hei Hei is the arrangement of Hashem's name for Kislev, and we spoke about the pasuk that connects to, by the Kvura of Yaakov Avinu, which we said from the Bnei Yisachar took place on Chanukah. Yaakov was buried on Chanukah. Yaakov died on Sukkis, Tesvav Nisan. Tesvav Tishrei, and Yaakov was buried 70 days later in Maris Machpelah on Chanukah, on Chav Hei Kislev. Okay, so every month, and the name of the month, and the astrological alignment of the month, and the name of Hashem that corresponds to that month, all of these things create the possibility of the Yom Tov. Umavur Azeb B'Psikta Rabasi, this is found in the Medrash P'Sikta, where the Medrash comments, "Lama nasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu haTorah b'chodesh Sivan, b'pnei shehu t'umim, v'lo b'nisan v'iyar, b'pnei shamazel lo huchshir be'inav yisparach l'kabalas haTorah ayin sham." Just to give one example, says Rav Wolfson, if you look in the Medrash Psikta, it says, "Why did Hashem give the Torah in Sivan?" So you'll say, "Whatever, that's just like how it worked out. We left the time in Nisan, we got the Torah in Sivan." No, it's not by chance. It's because the mazel of Sivan is t'umim. What is Tu'umim? Twins. Gemini. That's the mazel of Sivan. Yeah? And Torah is a partnership between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a marriage. It's a wedding. It's Kabbalah Satorah. It's Kafalei Marka Gigas. It's the canopy over our head. It's the marriage of Klal Yisrael to Hashem or Klal Yisrael to the Torah. So therefore, Tu'umim, the twins, standing side by side with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the mazel of Sivan, and that dictates the possibility of Torah. Right? Tu'umim, the Shoresh, Tuf Aleph Mem, is Osios Emes. Torah is the Torah's Emes. First 3 words of the Torah, so Sofei Tevos Emes, everything, the seal of Hashem is Emes. So it has to be in Sivan, it's not by chance. Right? Nisan and Iyar were not Huchshar Lekach. So Chanukah, the fact that Chanukah takes place in Kislev is not, again, not just it happens to be so, but whatever Kislev is about, at its core, will dictate the possibility of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Yeah, what do you want to say?
So are we saying that because Sivan is to Tomim, then the Torah would be given.
Correct.
Wouldn't it normally make sense to think about because the Torah was destined given, to be given in Sivan.
Okay, so it could be. It could be.
Like, would there be?
I mean, if the Torah was the blueprint of the world, so it could be that. Right. I mean, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Hashem knew that Hanukkah would be in Kislev.
Right. So Kislev was created with a certain mazel to create the future possibility of Hanukkah. You could say it that way. I don't think that's incorrect at all to say it that way. Okay, so if every month dictates the Yom Tov, so we have a remarkable chiddush when it comes to Hanukkah. What's the chiddush about the Yom Tov of Hanukkah that we find by no other Yom Tov? It says Rav Wolfson, V'lechein, what a pellet is on the Moed of Hanukkah, Shechol b'shnei chadashim kislei v'teves, v'tachas shnei mazalos. The only holiday that we have that actually spans 2 months is Hanukkah. Right? It's interesting. It starts in Chodesh Kislev, and it makes its way into Chodesh Teves. There's what to think about there. V'nachdim levar Beis Hillel Omer Mosif Aholich. So let's begin by trying to explain the sheet of Beis Hillel. We know that in Halach Lemaisa we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, that we are Mosif Aholich. We light one candle the first night, two the second night, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Mishum explains Beis Hillel, Mishum Malin Bekodesh V'lo Moridin. Why do we go up as opposed to down? Malin Bekodesh V'in Moridin. Because we go up in holiness, and we don't go down. So says Rav Wolfson, let's just think about that principle. Where do we find Malin V'Kodesh V'in Moridin? Where do we find that principle being applied? Ketzas Kasha. Shaklal Shemalin V'Kodesh Hu Heter V'in O Mitzvah. Malin V'Kodesh, take the examples in the fourth parak of Megillah, right? If I want to sell this, so I can only buy something of greater Kedusha. If I want to sell, right? Can't sell a Torah and buy something of lesser Kedusha. I could sell something of a lesser Kedusha to buy a Sefer Torah. So that's a heter. I don't have to sell anything. If I'm selling, right, so there's a hierarchy of sanctity. So Malin B'Kodesh, who heter ve'ino mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. It's interesting. Here we're saying that the mitzvah of Hanukkah demands that you're Malin B'Kodesh. You hear? Malin B'Kodesh usually means you have permission that if you want to trade in, you have to trade up. You can't trade down. We're looking to increase sanctity in the world, not to detract from the sanctity of the world. So here, to use that as the driving force behind the chiyuv, again, it's for Durabban on Hanukkah, but to say that the chiyuv is driven by an obligation of Malin B'Kodesh, you have to go up in Kedusha, that's an unusual principle to draw upon. The Ein Moridin Hu Isser. And not going down, in Moridin, that actually is an Isser, right? Not to desecrate that holiness by going down. Aval ein chiyuv lahalos b'kodesh rak shemuter lasos kein. Right? But again, there's no obligation per se. That principle of malin b'kodesh doesn't usually demand that you have to always increase kedusha. Okay, so what is this principle? Why is Beis Hillel drawing on the principle of malin b'kodesh v'ein Moridin to teach his shita? Seemingly, it should be enough that a person doesn't go down in Kedusha. Right? Why is it that a person is obligated, a person is expected, he must go up in Kedusha? I saw the Svasemis addresses this question. Right? So it could be the Svasemis says that something about the very nature of Hanukkah demands that the days are distinguishable one from another. So you have to do something, you have to change from one day to another. So Beis Hillel is of the opinion, okay, if I have to change, if I have to make a distinction between the days, so better than going 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, which Beis Shammah has his own svara for, better to, if I have to change from one day to the next, so better to go up. But again, we need to understand what forces us in Hanukkah. There's something that forces us on Hanukkah to increase the Kedusha. Pasuk says in Devarim, Perech Avav, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavecha, today Hashem is commanding you, Perish Rashi, B'chol Yom Yuyu Beinecha Chadashim. Rashi says, Hayom means what? B'chol Yom, Yuyu Beinecha Chadashim. Our relationship with Torah and Mitzvot has to be that every day we're trying to get better, that every day is new and every day is fresh. Or how about like we say in Shema, v'hayu hadvar me'ila asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. And Rashi says more or less the same idea. Hayom means that every day it has to be be'enecha chadashim. Right? Hachodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chadashim. When Klal Yisrael were born in Chodesh Nisan, we're introduced to the sinyan of Ischachus. We're given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the birth of Klal Yisrael. Chiddush, the Koach HaChiddush, is very much connected to the essence of the Jewish people. U'pershom mafarshim she'yachadish ha'odim b'chol yom chidushei Torah. Every day a Jew has to come up with novel interpretations of Torah, a new understanding of Torah. V'al yedei zeh yu chadashim. To make sure that Torah remains forever fresh. V'yinei kol inyana shel Chanukah meramiz al Torah k'mavur b'sar makadoshim. Chanukah is all about the defense of Torah. Chanukah is a time where we fight back against the Yavanim who wanted lashkicham Torah secha. And the way that we fight against forgetting Torah, which causes less Torah to exist, is by what? Is by coming up with chidushei Torah, creating newness in Torah. The Sefer B'nai Yisaschar, Mali Mizeh, and the Sefer B'nai Yisaschar is all about this. Being able to constantly see Torah in a new way. I'll just connect it to this parsha that we read yesterday for a second. Some thoughts that I had on coming back from Eretz Yisrael. It's very interesting. I bought a Sefer in Eretz Yisrael called the Birchas Moshe, or Moshe Mordechai of Lulav, the Lulav Rebbe. Beautiful Torahs, mostly from the 1960s, 1970s. So he asks on the Rashi, at the beginning of Vayetze, it says that when Yaakov leaves, right, Yitzias Vayetze Yaakov, mi Be'er Shava, it could have just said, what, Vayelech Yaakov. Why is it Vayetze Yaakov? So Rashi says, because when the Tzaddik leaves, it makes a Roshan. All of a sudden, the Hashpa, the aura of the Tzaddik, right, the Ziva and the Hadra of the Tzaddik, the whole energy of the Tzaddik leaves that place. So the Birchas Moshe asks, or Moshe Mordechai of Lulav asked, so why don't we recognize the Tzaddik when he's there? Why only after the Tzaddik leaves do we appreciate the Hashpa of the Tzaddik? I mean, why is the Roshim, why is the Ikar Roshim of the Tzaddik felt when the Tzaddik leaves? So he answers that Hashem, when a person's in the presence of the Tzaddik, Hashem doesn't want you to recognize the Tzaddik fully. You know why? Because it's going to negate your Bechira. Part of our ability to choose is to not always be in the presence of someone who's bigger than us. Right? If I'm always in the presence of my parents literally followed me around my whole life. There's certain levers I can never do because I'd be too embarrassed to do them in front of my parents. There's certain things I would never say in front of my parents. Certain acts I would never do in front of my parents. So the same thing, when a person is in the presence of the tzaddik, it can negate a person's bechira. It's so obvious when you're in the presence of such a tzaddik, a kadosh, it's so obvious, the hashpa of Torah, that it's impossible for you to do averos. And one of the principles of life is that a Jew has to have free will. So that's why when you're in the presence of the tzaddik, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as big as the tzaddik is, Hashem hides the tzaddik from you, the hashpa of the tzaddik, that you'll maintain your bechira, and only after the tzaddik leaves, Hashem reveals to you, by the way, now you realize how big the tzaddik was. It's only after the fact. It's an interesting approach. I would say very poshut. You know why we only appreciate the tzaddik after the tzaddik is gone? Because that's just human nature. Very simple psychological insight. It's very hard to appreciate the good things you have until they're taken away. When they're taken away from you, all of a sudden, now you realize, oh, I wish I could have that opportunity again. So it's very interesting. The Svarim ask, why is it that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael is always hidden? Why does Hashem always hide Eretz Yisrael? You have it in yesterday's Parsha. Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep in some random place. He wakes up and then he says, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was Har Moriah. I didn't realize, right? Anochi lo yadati. Why didn't he know? The Svarim ask, Yaakov, you're a person who's sensitive to Kedusha. Why couldn't you figure out that this was a holy place? It's only in retrospect you realize that it was a holy place. Why does Hashem make it that way? Why is it that Eretz Yisrael is always, and the Makom HaMikdash, Befrat, is always a mystery? In Parshas Ra'eh, look in Parshas Ra'eh, over and over again, it's the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. It's the place that Hashem will reveal to you. It's Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, La'aretz Asher Ha'eka, the place that I will show you. It's Vayaras HaMakom Me'rachok, it's Avram Avinu on the way to the Akedah trying to find the place. It's always shrouded in mystery. You know why Hashem keeps it a mystery? So that we don't get used to it. Because Hashem wants Eretz Yisrael to always have a sense of what? If it's the ultimate place of Kedusha, it has to remain with a sense of what? Awesome Hischadshus. You can't get used to Eretz Yisrael. That's the tragedy today of Eretz Yisrael being more accessible to us. As schleppy as it is to go to the airport and to wait around online and then to get on the plane and to travel hours. But okay, it's still only hours. In a half a day, you could be standing right in half a day from now. If we left right this second from this room, in a half a day from now, in 12 hours from now, we could be standing at the Kaisel. Amazing. It could be in the Makom HaMikdash. In the olden days, there were Jews who could only dream of coming to Eretz Yisrael. There's always maintained that longing, that sod, that mystery. And that's why the Torah always hides it in mystery. It's the Makom HaShar Evchar, the Makom HaShar Yivchar. It's the Lech Ramei Artzcha El Aretz HaShar Eka, the place that I will show you. It's Anochi Lo Yadati. It's Yaakov Avinu not knowing what an awesome place it was. Because Hashem wants it to stay fresh. So Torah is the same thing. Why is the Torah, Hayom HaZeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavecha? Because again, anything of real Kedusha has to maintain Hischadshus. Has to maintain Chiddush. Things that are not holy, they get old fast. They might be fun initially and exciting initially, but as time goes on, it gets old. Things of real sanctity, the more you attach yourself to it, the deeper the mystery becomes, and the more newness you uncover and discover. Yeah.
You would think then with the, I guess, like we're saying before, how the tzaddik, being in the presence of the tzaddik, they wouldn't do that because it will lessen our bechira, but then I guess, based off of human nature, and I guess that would just, meaning often we could be in the presence of something so much bigger,
right,
yet still perceive it as, and that will just be the bechira, meaning I guess the bechira part could just shift.
Right.
In that regard.
Right. But that's part of the challenge for us as Jews again, whose whole mahus is connected to this world of chiddush, and again Chanukah got that aspect, right? If Yavan is trying to suck the life out of Torah, if Yavan is trying to cause us to fall into a sense of gilus, just getting used to things, right? Ashetichla regel min hashuk. The whole avodah of Chanukah is regel, to remove the regilus, to not be used to things. Don't take it for granted. Wake up this morning, come learn Torah. This is doing. Yeah, what do you mean? We do it every Sunday, right? But we've never done it on this Sunday with this exact chevra of people, with this particular sefer, with these exact ideas. So there has to be, a Jew should always be, you know, the menorah should always be on fire, because he lives with that sense of newness, and that freshness and excitement and chiddush, yeah.
Isn't that why the three things in Kai Kekulei
were all about Hischadshus? That's right. Shabbos, Chodesh, Mila, each of those things has chiddush. Torah is chiddush. These are things of chiddush, exactly. That's exactly the point. Exactly. Okay, so Torah demands chidushei Torah. Okay, good. So the bottom paragraph. Muvur besvar makadoshim shekol masha adam mechadish v'torah hu motzei mi'or haganus shal sheshes imei bereshes. Whenever we say a chiddush in Torah, whenever we create new light in Torah, new understanding of Torah, we're drawing on the original light of creation, the Or HaGanus, the original light that was hidden away from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, which is so much connected to Chanukah, as is well known. Uvachanukah nisgalim oros haganuzim shal Sheshes Yimei Bereishis kemuvuar berokeach uvemedrash pinchas uvbnei yisaschar. As is well known from the tzaddikim, on Chanukah, we draw on the original light of creation, the light that lasted for 36 hours, as is found in the writings of the Rokeach, of Pinchas of Koretz, one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, and the Bnei Yisaschar. Ulefichach, dolkim lamidvav neros keneged lamidvav shos, sheshimesh or haganuz la'adam arishon ayin shaman. The Bnei Yisaschar talks about barichus, we light 36 candles, Keneged, the 36 hours that the original light was in the world before Hashem hid it away. Right? And on Chanukah, when we light our 36 candles, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is up to 36, we're tapping into that original light. The Svarim also say, Rav Pinchas Karcher says, it also corresponds to the 36 Mesechtos of Shas, specifically Torah Shebaal Peh, 36 Mesechtos of Gemara. Right? Because Torah Shebaal Peh is dafka the area where Jews has the ability to mechadish. We can't be mechadish in Torah Shebachsav. Can't add on a letter to Torah Shebachsav. But Torah Shebaal Peh in the Beis Medrash, in the world of Gemara, in Torah Shebaal Peh, that's dafka the place where we can say chidushim. Okay? So Chanukah is a time of chidushei Torah. Nimsa shechanukah meramezes al inyan chidushei Torah. Uvezet timsa tuv tam lebeis hillel malin bekodesh. So now we understand why Beis Hillel says, if Malim B'Kodesh is usually what? Something that you can do. On Chanukah, it's really something that you should do. Kevan shener Chanukah merametz Torah. If the ner Chanukah represents Torah, so when we think about Torah, mosif aholich b'chol yom or chadash me or haganuz mashalo haya esmo. Right? That's the very nature of Torah. The nature of Torah is that every day Torah is supposed to be new and fresh and new ideas. Torah is an ever expanding system. Through the principles of Torah Shel Peh, through the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nedreshes Behem, which is also very much connected. Yud Gimel, anything that has to do with 13 has to do with Hanukkah also. Maybe we'll get into it. Right? But there are 13 words in the bracha of L'Hadlik Ner Hanukkah. There are Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachmim that we're drawing on Hanukkah. It's connected to the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nedreshes Behem. That's Torah Shel Peh. It's our ability to mechadish in Torah and to uncover new understandings of Torah. That's the whole Indian of Chiddush that comes out on Chanukah. So he writes a beautiful idea. Chachmas Yavanis Nikra Choshech. Yavan we know is called Choshech, as it says in the Medrash of a Choshech al Choshech Zayavan. Right, the first pasuk in the Torah. Bereishis Bara Elokim Eishes Shmayim Veisaret. Sorry, the second pasuk of the Torah. Va'aret Taisa Sohu Vavahu VeChoshech al Penei Sahom. The Medrash says Choshech alludes to Yavan. The opposite of the or of Chanukah. So what is the nature of Choshech? Right? What is the nature of Choshech? V'lachin Chanukah. On Chanukah, which is the victory of Or HaTorah, over the Cheshcha Shel Yavan, Nizgala Or Chachmas V'chidush, Or Chachmas V'chidushei Torah, Zelu Mazeh. Again, if Yavan, if Choshech, the same letters as Shachach, tries to create Shichachas HaTorah, forgetting Torah, loss of Torah, the opposite of Chiddush of Torah, so Chanukah, the way we fight back is by what? By increasing Torah. And that's why he says that Choshech is Gematria Chiddush. Because it's Zeh L'umas Zeh. And we know that there's always opposing forces in creation. So Keneged, the Choshech of Yavan, Choshech is 328. Opposite that Choshech, we try to fight back with the Kalach of Chiddush, of renewal, of new ideas. Okay? V'hanuscha shel birchas haner shenispashta hu asher kedishanu mitzvosa v'tivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. He says the nusach that many people say, the common practice of many people, even though Rav Wolfson is telling us that this is not necessarily the most correct version of the bracha.
Without shel.
Right? The Arizal makes a very strong case for saying l'hadlik ner Chanukah. But many people say l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. No, what do you say? Dani, what do you say? Would you like to know what do you say? The Hadlik Ner?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah?
Shel Chanukah.
Okay, the Arizal says Al Pikabala makes a very strong case for Hadlik Ner Chanukah, but I imagine most people grew up saying Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. And again, if that's Minog Yisrael, if that's Minog by many people, so that means we have to explain it. So Rav Wolfson, Kedarko Bakodesh, says, what's the gematria of Ner Shel Chanukah? Again, the way that people say the bracha. Ner Shel Chanukah is gematria 663, which is exactly gematria b'chol yom yu b'einecha chadashim. Well, Rashi told us that every day Torah has to be chadash. Hayom hazeh shem lukech mitzavcha. B'chol yom yu b'einecha chadashim. That every day it should be new, 663. V'nasa haneis al yedei ha-kohanim. Why dafka kohanim? He says, because Kohen is Rashi Tevos Ki'ilu Hayom Nitna. Again, using the phrase of Rashi and Chazal, that every day the Torah should be Ki'ilu Hayom Nitna, as if it was given today. Kohanim represent a certain freshness, the Kohen Gadol even more so. The Pach Shemen that they found had what? Had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it. One of the karbanos that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day, is a Minchas Chvitin. Minchas Chvitin, six loaves in the morning, six loaves in the afternoon. And it's very similar to the karban that a Kohen brings on the day that he's inaugurated into Kohuna. When a Kohen begins his service as a Kohen, right, he brings as part of his chinuch, as part of his initiation into Kohuna, he brings the similar karban to what the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. So why does the Kohen Gadol bring every single day the offering that a Kohen brings on his first day of service? Because the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be the ultimate expression of what? Every day is my first day of service. As the Sfas Emes and other tzaddikim talk about. So the Kohen Gadol represents, a Kohen Bechlal represents a certain newness and freshness in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol, all the more so, represents newness and freshness in the Beis HaMikdash. This all, by the way, ties into why the Bach says Chanukah happened to begin with. If you look in the Bach at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Bach on the side of the Torah, the Bais Chadash, Rav Yoel Sirkis, the Bach says that the reason that Hashem punished us and took away the Beis HaMikdash from us and allowed the Yevanim to take advantage of the Beis HaMikdash is because the Kohanim had become lackadaisical in their service. There was a certain atzilus, a certain laziness that had set in. Again, laziness is the very opposite of chiddush. Laziness means I take it for granted, I'm used to things, I'm kind of just schlepping along. As opposed to a person who's energized and excited and it's fresh and it's new. It's the first day of the Zman, and I come to Shir on time and I've got my notebook and I have my Gemara and I'm ready to learn and everything. So, you know, there's much hope and so much anticipation of what could be, right? As opposed to like, I do this every day, I'm used to it already. Like, I lose that sense of chiddush. So the Bach says the whole reason that Hashem punished us by taking away the Beis HaMikdash was because the Kohanim themselves had lost that enthusiasm. Okay? So that is the beautiful remez. Kohen is ki'ilu hayom nitna. Hein emes shebetur kasev chanukah chanukah feiz with a vav. He says, even though I just use this remez of ner shel chanukah, I spelled chanukah without the vav. Mikol makom betorah kasev chanukah chaser vav. When the Torah writes Chanukah, when the Torah writes that word that's very similar to Chanukah, uses that shorish, it spells it without the vav. Vishneim emes, and they're both true, as the Arizal talks about tzafona and tzafona, tzafona with a vav, tzafona without a vav. Okay, fine. He's just justifying, you know, we normally spell Chanukah with a vav, and in this remez of ner shel Chanukah, begematria, bechol yom yu beinecha chadashim, he spelled Chanukah without a vav, so he says they're both true. And if you look at this farm, you see that people use both spellings to bring out different Ramazim. Aval lefi ha'arizal tzarech levarich lahadlik ner Chanukah. But according to the Arizal, what's the bracha? Not lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, but lahadlik ner Chanukah. Rashi tevos nachal. There's a lot of Ramazim about that. V'gam l'didei merumas shaper. So says Rav Wolfson, the gematria works nicely according to him as well. You know why? Because hayom hazeh Hashem elokecha mitzavecha, meaning the pasuk, yeah? The pasuk that we were building off of. Again, Rashi said, b'chol yom yu b'necha chadashim. That was our first remez. But the pasuk that inspired Rashi to teach that idea was what? Hayom hazeh Hashem elokecha mitzavecha. So it says Rav Wolfson, hayom hazeh Hashem elokecha mitzavecha is gematria 346, which is gematria ner Chanukah plus the letters, the seven letters. Okay. So again, you see that the very nature of Chanukah is that we're connected to renewal, to freshness. Things don't get old. So chavra, so now we understand why Chanukah is a unique Yom Tov, that it spans 2 months. Why should Chanukah be in 2 months? Purim's not in 2 months. Pesach's not in 2 months. Sukkot is not in 2 months. Shavuos is not in 2 months. Why does Chanukah spill over from the world of Kislev into the world of Teves? Such an interesting thing. There's so much to think about there. You know why Chanukah is chal. That's why I said it. Chanukah expresses itself in two months. Chanukah represents Chiddush. V'chein milas Chanukah, the very word Chanukah means Chiddush. What's a Chanukah? Chinuch. Chinuch means renewal, exciting, fresh. Chanukah sabayis, right? New things. V'chol davar sha'osa b'pam rishon. When I do something for the first time, which I haven't done previously, that's called Chinuch. That's exciting, that's new, that's fresh. V'nichneses Chanukah michodesh tochodesh. So you can say it a couple different ways. Here's how Rav Wolfson says it, where it's underlined. He says, the reason that Chanukah experiences, so to speak, the passage of time, it starts off in 1 month and it continues in another month, is because usually, again, with the passage of time, when I'm in that first month, when I'm in the first of something, it's always exciting. But as it becomes, you know, the second month and the third month and the fourth month, as time goes on, the chiddush wears off. the idea of Chanukah, again, Chinuch means new. Being in multiple months means the passage of time. So the avodah of Chanukah is to teach us that even with the passage of time, even as the months, so to speak, move on, as the days move on, as life moves on, can I still be holding by Chanukah? Can I still be holding by the Chinuch? Can I still be holding by the start? Yeah, you hear it? Again, let's read the words inside again, where it's underlined. V'nechneses Chanukah michodesh l'chodesh, shu shinoi hazman, we experience a transfer of time, the passage of time, to teach us that even b'shinoi hazman, gam kein yu divrei Torah chadashim kiyom nisinasam, al yidei chidushe ha-Torah, v'tamid yeh b'chinas Chanukah shu eschadshos. Can I still keep Chanukah? Can I still be in a state of chinuch, even as the months go on from one month to the next? And that's the avodah of Chanukah. Okay, so it explains again the unique chiddush that Chanukah spans 2 months. The avodah is, as life goes on, as time passes, can I maintain that sense of chiddush? Can I realize that the ner shel Chanukah is gematria b'chol yom yu reinecha chadashim? Can I be like a Kohen, or all the more so like a Kohen Gadol, who brings a new offering, an inauguration offering every single day, that minchas chvitin, which represents all of that hischadshus. And that's why, again, Beis Hillel says it's not just the heter of Malin B'Kodesh Vein Moridin. It's a chiyuv. Chanukah, more than any of Yom Tov, demands of us to be Mosif V'Holech, to always be in a state of renewal and going weiter. Okay? All right, unfortunately, I have to stop here for today. I'm sorry to have such a short...